Okay, he's interested. Not very excited about it, but he seems interested. Not very enthusiastic, but at least he's interested. Great. Why don't we set up an appointment on the phone? We can go over all the particulars, all the details, and you can let me know if this is a fit for you. What's your schedule look like this week? Because you want to set up a time. Now, why don't you talk to him right then and there on the phone? Because it's a little better to be a little bit busy, that you don't have time to talk to him about it right now. You've got some other things to do. It's a little bit better, posture-wise, to set up an appointment just to go over the particulars. That's number one. And there's a second reason. Because when you call him back for that conversation on the phone, ideally, you have somebody else on the phone with you. Maybe your sponsor or somebody in your upline, if you have anybody that's available. And you do what's called a three-way call. And rather than you explain this to Ted, you say, hey, Ted, I got on the phone, a business associate of mine, he's actually my sponsor's sponsor. He's been in this a little bit longer than me, knows a little bit more about it than me. And maybe he can kind of answer your questions and go through the particulars, and you can let us know if you think this is a fit for you. And Ted, I want to introduce you to Joe Smith. And then let Joe Smith take over and do that. You will be that Joe Smith to other people in your downline over time. That's called a two-on-one, and it's incredibly effective. A two-on-one is always more effective than a one-on-one. But you can't do it in most instances. But if you can do it, take advantage of it. Similarly, if I was going to go over to Ted's house and set up a meeting for that, if I had my sponsor or sponsor in the area, and I trusted them and I felt good about them, they're plugged into the system, they're coming to all the functions and they know what they're doing, I would see if they're available to come with me to Ted's house. A two-on-one is always more effective, but it can't be used in most cases because your sponsor or sponsor either isn't fully engaged or someplace else in the country and sometimes just not available. But if it is available, use that as an advantage. The point here is when you're calling them about your wishes, your command, all you want to do is find out, did they listen to it, and if they had an interest. Now, one of two other things will happen. If they have listened to the program, one option is they'll have an interest. And in this particular conversation, the person was not enthusiastic, but not negative either. They were interested. That means set up an appointment to share the program. If they did listen to the program, one of two other things could have happened as well. The person could say, I have no interest at all. I checked out the website, I watched the video, it's definitely nothing I have an interest in. That's a no. No problem. Why? Because this is a great club. We have a great value, we have a great benefit. Our club membership product is phenomenal. Our money-making opportunity is unbelievable. It's one of the best in the world, but guess what? It's not for everyone, and it may not be for this guy, and that's 100% okay. See, if you have that intention and belief going in, that doesn't affect you in an adverse way. And if the answer is no, I have no interest, then all you want to do is just pick up the CDs. And if the person says no, I have no interest, say, great, great. When is a good time for me to pick up the CDs? And set up an appointment to pick up the CDs. Or if he's farther away, ask him if he wouldn't mind sending them back to you. And then follow up to make sure you do get them back. There's one other thing that will happen once in a while as well. You call this person, did you listen to the CDs? Yeah, I listened to the whole set. Did you listen to the global information? Yeah, I listened to the CD, then I went to the website, and I watched the video, and I checked it all out. This is unbelievable. I want to get in this. I want to join. This is perfect. What do you do at that point? Great. It's always great. Great is a word. We use it all the time. Great. Do you have a computer? Yes. Good. Do you have it in front of you? Yes. Good. Go to globalinformationnetwork.com. Let me help you sign up and become a member. And walk the person through right on the phone and sign them up on the spot. That won't happen very often, but when it does, don't blow it. How do you think you would blow it? Talking, that's right. Opening your big fat mouth, that's right. Because you want to impress them with what you know and how much you know. Don't. Just sign them up. Just think of Jerry Green when a guy says, I'll take it. What does Jerry do? He says, nothing. He just reaches for the order form, puts it down, and says, spell your last name. He doesn't even look at the guy in the eye. Address, city, state, phone number. Turns it around and goes, he never looks at the guy in the eye. Turns around and goes, sign here. He doesn't want to do anything to blow the sale. You would. You wouldn't even pull out the application of the order form. You'd say, oh, you want to take it? Good. Let me tell you what a smart decision that had been for you. That was really good. Let me tell you how good this is. And then and you're like, what are you doing? The guy said yes. Stop selling. Stop talking. Shut up.